The Tourism Authority in Kiribati wants the world to visit the famous World War II battle sites in the country. In 1942, the British Protectorate of the Gilbert Islands was occupied by Japan, and on November 20th, 1943, the US Marines landed to try and displace them. The agency's chief executive, Petero Manufolau, told Don Wiseman why it's highlighting the impact of the US invasion on the local population with videos of people talking about their experiences.
The idea behind this was an attempt by the Tourism Authority of Kiribati to tell the story of what happened on that fateful morning, the 20th of November, from the perspective of the locals. There is a lot of literature that's been documented outlining the American invasion of Peso to take over from the Japanese, but there's very little literature available or documented on the experiences of the locals. So the aim of this video is really to try and tell the story from the perspective of an Kiribati, and we're quite blessed that we were able to locate some survivors. So we lived through 77 years to be able to share their stories with us, which is what we'll be doing through a series of video interviews.
And these people, of course, back then would have been children, and quite young children, I guess.
Very young, yes. The ones that we interviewed, they would have been in their teens, which is why some of them have a fairly good recollection of what's happened. Others are a bit older, but have become a bit forgetful on what's actually happened. So you're looking at people who are at the oldest at that time would have been 19 or 20.
And this work in terms of remembering the invasion by the US, what Tourism Kiribati is looking to do is to, I suppose, make more of this horrendous part of your history, the battlefields, and encouraging people to travel to Kiribati to come and visit these places.
That's correct. There are remnants of World War II clearly visible throughout the atolls of Kiribati, and we feel that it's a very strong part of our history. Obviously, one that we hope had never happened, but it did happen nonetheless, and therefore it's a part of our history that we will always remember. It's helped shape who we are today, and with the presence of the war relics and other remnants from World War II, we hope to build on that and to build on a battlefield tourism product to appeal to that niche segment of the market who would be interested to understand more about the United States' involvement in the Pacific theater of World War II, and to also attract the broader audience other than the battlefield tourism niche segment, also as a means of educating our fellow Pacific Islanders, our closer neighbors, Australia and New Zealand, to also understand that in addition to the Solomon Islands, a very important campaign did take place here in Taro, and that's what the Tourism Authority aims to create more awareness on as well.
That's the Chief Executive of the Tourism Authority of Kiribati, Petero Manufolau.